And when I looked at that picture, I was absolutely mortified. I was disgusted in how I looked. I was living overwhelmed with stress. I was living for the weekend. I was living for that next drink, that next escape. I was ashamed. I need to turn this around. I need to make a change. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Wellness Dojo podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Craik. And today I'm going to share how I recently lost 25 pounds in 3 months. Now, before I tell you how I did it, we got to go back to Christmas of 2021. Now, my family and I had rented a house. We're still kind of mid-pandemic here. My family and I had rented a house so that we could make sure that we could have Christmas together. We rented this house. It was a nice house, had a nice hot tub in the back. And I remember going out into the hot tub and somebody got a picture of me with my family in the hot tub. And when I looked at that picture, I was absolutely mortified. I was disgusted in how I looked. Now, I knew that I wasn't living in the best shape. I knew that I was living overwhelmed with stress. I was living for the weekend. I was living for that next drink, that next escape. I was stressed. I was living in pain. And I felt gross. I remember shortly after that Christmas, starting those New Year's resolutions. And I remember doing a workout and taking a picture afterwards with my shirt off. And as I looked at that picture, I looked into my future. And I was disgusted. I was ashamed. And it scared the shit out of me because I was seeing into my future. And I did not like what I was seeing. I decided in that moment, January 2022, I decided I need to turn this around. I need to make a change. And so I went to my teachings that I teach my clients, and I told myself, okay, I'm going to start just a little bit at a time. I'm going to be kind to myself along the way. So I started to exercise and I started to focus on what felt right for me. I started to focus on doing movements that felt good. So I started working, started chipping away. I decided I'm going to try new things. So I went to a jiu-jitsu class. I loved it. It was fun. I was a student for the first time in a long time. I was getting a good workout, and it was awesome. But I was being kind to myself. I was letting myself off the hook. Maybe today wasn't the best workout, but at least I got down here. Okay, maybe I didn't eat the greatest today, but at least I've been doing a little bit better. I decided that I should probably compete, right? I'm a leader. I should probably compete. And you guys know the story if you've listened to other podcasts. I ended up getting myself really hurt, got a really bad concussion. And that was a big lesson for me. It led to more injuries and some injuries that I'm still dealing with today. Fast forward to Christmas 2022. I take a picture of myself again. And I'm flabbergasted at the lack of progress I've made since the year before. I was disgusted again. I realize I'm still living in pain. I'm still anxious. I'm still living frustrated on a daily basis. Something isn't right here. As I was prepping for my New Year Ninja retreat, as I was going through the plannings, the teachings, the workshops that I wanted to lead, I took myself through those things because I want to make sure that I can go through these things as well. And that when I go through them, I understand and I see the value, that the impact is there. And so as I'm going through this exercise, I start to really realize that I'm not living in alignment. Now, throughout the year, I had done work with coaches. I had worked on my purpose for me, for my life, and for my business. I had done the work. But as I was going through these exercises, I started to realize that for the last few years, I was living a life of mediocrity. I was allowing myself to live a life that lacked confidence. I was allowing myself to live a life that was average. that told myself that I was average. Now, Dr. Riley and I did an episode a while back, and we talked about this contract that you can make with yourself. Go back to our episode on All or Nothing, and we talk about this contract that if you decided to give, if somebody wrote you a contract, rather, that said, you have to do absolutely everything right, you can't miss a beat, and if you don't do it, I'm taking everything away. And we said you would never sign that kind of contract with yourself. And I remember going through this exercise and realizing to myself, I am not average, but I've been living an average life. And I remember thinking back to that. I remember thinking about that contract. And I remember thinking to myself, what if I did sign that contract? What if I did tell myself that I am not allowed to live a mediocre life? I am not allowed to let myself continue to live an average life. For me, a switch went off. I realized I got to set myself up to not live this average life. I got to set myself up for success. I have to raise the bar so that I can reach for it, rather than keeping that bar so low that I can continue to lean on it day in and day out. So in that moment, I decided I am going to set a firm foundation. I'm going to create some boundaries so that I can start to live a life that actually aligns with my core values of being a leader, of being somebody who inspires and somebody who empowers and feels empowered on a daily basis. And so that's what I did. So I set myself up. I said, no more alcohol. I'm not drinking alcohol. It does not serve my purpose. I set a strict exercise regimen. I said, I'm going to exercise every single day. No excuses. There's no excuse why I can't exercise every single day. I'm going to go for a walk every day and get outside. I'm going to read more. I'm going to read every single day. I'm going to set a strict sleeping regimen and create boundaries around my sleep. I'm going to respect my sleep. I set these firm foundations and I set up myself up on a system so that I could succeed. And man, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. Like I said, I was not in the best shape of my life. Christmas 2022, looking at that picture of myself again and realizing how little progress I had made towards the person that I wanted to be, towards the person that I wanted to get back to being. It wasn't easy. I was battling injuries through my workouts. I was doing exercises that didn't always feel good for myself. I was weaker than I've ever felt before. And every time I tried to push a weight, it was a reminder of how far away I was from where I wanted to be. But I kept pushing because I kept reminding myself that my purpose was not to be average, that I was done living a mediocre life. And slowly, I started to notice things. I started to feel better. I was waking up easier. I was feeling more motivated for my workouts. I was starting to recognize that it wasn't so hard to run up and down the stairs. It was getting a little bit better. And then I started to recognize some things in the mirror. I started to see some of that fat melting away off my body. I started to notice some definition again in my arms. I started to feel a little bit less pain, a little bit less often. I was chipping away at this thing, but I wasn't allowing myself to make the compromises that I was making before. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, well, Kyle, you always talk about how we have to be kind to ourselves. We have to be compassionate to ourselves. Consistency over perfection. Well, I wasn't exercising consistency over perfection. I was allowing myself to do the halo effect, where I over-gratify certain things in my life to allow for other things, to allow the excuses to creep in. Yeah, I maybe didn't work out as hard as I could today, but at least I got in here. Ah, it's okay that I ate this today. because I've been eating pretty good lately, or I'll make up for it tomorrow. That's the halo effect. That's that compromise that we make. That's those two competing selves. And letting the one that doesn't want to be successful, letting that mediocre self win too often. What I recognize as I set these firm boundaries in my life and as I work towards them is that the consistency over perfection that I was living before was a lie, and that now I was living in consistency over perfection because I was consistently taking actions on things that align to who I wanted to be and what my purpose is. If you are feeling like you're living in misalignment with your core values, with your purpose in life, I'm here to tell you that you can make these changes, that you can turn your shit around, and that you can make yourself the greatest version of yourself that you want to be. I'm sharing this story with you today because I want you to know that even if you know all the steps to take, that even if you know what you're supposed to do and what you need to do, until you set yourself up with systems and give yourself a chance to actually exercise these things, to actually put yourself through the steps and go through the motions and get your reps in, it's not going to happen. You have to put yourself in a position to succeed. If you're struggling with this, please reach out to me. I want to help you. I hope this episode inspires you to take the steps that you need to not live a mediocre life, because you're not mediocre. You're not average. You're capable of great things. You got to go after it. I thank you for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed it, if you got anything from it, please share it. Help me spread this podcast around so that I can continue to fulfill my journey to inspire people. I got a lot left to achieve in my life, and it's going to continue to be a struggle. But I'm going to continue to chip away. I'm going to continue to realign my purpose, realign my actions in my life, and keep going. And I hope you do too. Thank you.